Eaten up by me, eaten up by you. The man of Calvary is enough for me. Oh, Jesus for me, oh, Jesus for me. Glory, Calvary, oh, Jesus for me, oh, Jesus for me. Oh, Jesus for me. Glory, Calvary, oh, Jesus for me. It's enough for us, it's enough for you. The man of Calvary is enough for you. It's enough for me, it's enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough. Enough for you, it's enough for us. The man of Calvary is enough for us. It's enough for me, it's enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough for me. Oh, Peter for me, oh, Peter for me. Oh, glory, Calvary, oh, Peter for me, oh, Peter for me. Oh, glory, Calvary, oh, Peter for me. It's enough for me, it's enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough for you, is enough for you, is enough for me. The man of Calvary is enough for us, is enough for you. The man of Calvary is enough, is enough for me. Oh, Jesus for ye, our glory, Calvary, oh, Jesus for me. Say not for me, the man of Calvary, say not for us, say not for you, say not for me. The man of Calvary, say not for me. Oh, Rabba, Sandori, Abba, Baba, Holy Ghost, take charge of this service tonight. Take control of this broadcast. Yes, Lord Jesus, let it be you, oh God. Pour out your spirit, your power, your anointing, your grace, your favor upon everyone coming into this broadcast. God, let there be an open heaven, a visitation from high. Lord, as we bless everyone coming into this broadcast by Facebook, Twitter, link, YouTube, or the radio, wherever you are coming from any part of the world, you are all welcome to receive all that God has for you today. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is going to visit you in a mighty way through this broadcast. The Holy Spirit is going to touch you. The power of God is going to say, do a new thing in your life today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Him. My faith in Him shall never fail. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Him. My faith in Him will never fail. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Him. Thank you, Jesus. Are you satisfied? He is God. We are satisfied with this. Now, if you see me, then I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with him. Jesus Christ, who never fails, he has satisfied me, Jesus. He has satisfied me, Jesus. He has satisfied me, Jesus. Our faith in him, we never fail. I am satisfied me, Jesus. He has satisfied me, Jesus, I'm satisfied. My faith in thee, we never die. Satisfied me, Jesus. It is a new day. It's a new hour. It's a new business. It's a bright new day. God in the Father. God in the Son. Bringing up people and making them one. It's a new day, a new hour. A new day, they come in a brand new way. As God in the Father, as God in the Son. Changing up people and making them one. It's a new day, it's a new day. He's a new dispensation in a brand new way. As God in the Father, as God in the Son. Changing the people and making them one. Hallelujah, Jesus is coming very soon. Coming very soon. Coming very soon. Coming very soon, coming very soon, coming very soon, Jesus, coming very soon, my love, coming very soon, coming very soon. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God in the highest on earth, peace, goodwill to all men. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for today. God is a good God. The devil is a bad devil. We have a good day today. Every day is going to be good with us. Because we have him, we can face tomorrow. Oh, yes. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, our fear is gone. And because I know you's my future, my life is what I live in John. Because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he's a lead. Of yes, God, and because I know you's my child, my life is what I live in, John, because he lives, because Jesus lives. Oh, yes, you can face tomorrow, because Jesus lives. All your fears are gone, and because you know you're the future, your life is what I live in, John, because you live, because you can face tomorrow, because you are living. Our fear is gone, and because we know We hold our future. Your life is worth a living job because we live. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good all the time. Yes, y'all, welcome to the All Miracles Radio and TV Ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Longham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bickle coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. We thank God today. God is a great God. He's a good God. As we're getting ready for the summer is going to, any moment from now, we're going to be having cold again. It's going to be cold, snow, and cold weather again. Just a few weeks from now, entering into winter, and it's going to be cold again. Now it's hot, now they are moving into cold. As long as the earth remains, there's time for coldness, there's time for warmth, there's time for heat, there's time for cold, and all these things are going on. We are ready for whatever God brings to us. What can you do? Can you stop the rain from falling? You can't stop the rain. You can't stop the storm from shining. So we don't accept whatever God brings to us, you know? Today we're going to be sharing on the topic, be satisfied, being contented to what you got. This is very important because contentment is you are satisfied with what you have, with what God has given to you, satisfaction. The Apostle Paul bears very deeply on this. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, he's going to be looking at that. And this is very important because this is what is happening in the world today. People are not satisfied with what they have. People are covetous. People are, you know, they are over ambitious. You know, they want to own the whole world. What I need from it a man to be the whole world and somebody lose or soul. You know, you spark with what you have. Holy Spirit, bless your people through your word today. Please send your word to say, to heal, to deliver, and to bless your people. As they listen to you speaking through me right now. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. And then when we're talking about being satisfied, being contented with what we got, this is very important. Our text is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6 is that for you to get the whole package, you need to read up to verse 15. So you get the whole, you know, of Paul writing to Timothy. And that applies to us today. We are the Timothy of today. Yeah, we are the Timothy of today. And here in this scripture says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Great gain. Godliness, being godly, being Christianly, being faithful to God. You know, following Jesus Christ, the narrow way that leads to eternal life. We are just all right with that. And that's what it is. Yes. The other day, I already in the news, one of the president of the nation, I forgot the nation, the particular nation, I think that's in South America, one of the countries in South America. The man requested that when he died, they should bury him with his limousine. They did make an excavation, dig the grave, put his limousine inside and then bury him with the limousine. That's what he requested. So when he actually died, the people made it, then they put the limousine first, and then they put the coffin on top of the limousine. And that was how that man was buried. Maybe he would drive with that limousine. I don't know where he's going to drive into. Because where are you driving to? We could drive cars in heaven. So I don't know if he's even going to heaven. I don't know about that. You know. Another person requested somewhere in some part of the world, it was the news too, because he requested that when he died, all these millions of dollars should be buried alongside with him. I don't know where he's going with dollars. In heaven, the Bible didn't say we're going to be buying something with dollars over there. So I don't know how he got the idea that he was supposed to be going, dying with his dollars in his grave. So after he died, they dug the execution once again, and then they put his dollars by his side, and that was how they buried him. I don't know where he's going to spend those dollars. You want to spend those dollars in hell? Maybe in hell. Because in heaven, the book of Revelation didn't say that people are buying things in heaven with dollars. Not in heaven, there is no dollar, there is no pound sterling, there is no euro money, there is no Canadian dollar, no Australian dollar, or none of those things are there. So I don't know where you are going to with all those heaps of money in your grave, in your coffin and all those things. I don't know where you are. There was a naked you came to this world, and naked shall you go. Oh yes, that's what the word of God says. You came into this world naked, and naked shall you go. Yes, that's the word of God. You can't do anything about things. Don't deceive yourself. The word of God has already naked you came into this world, and naked shall you go. You are not going out of this earth with any mansion. You are not going out of this earth with any dollars or pound sterling or British euro money, whatever you want to call it. You are not going anywhere with even a dress on your body. The word of God has said it, and it is so. Naked you came into this world, and naked shall you go. Stop all this trash and all this nonsense. It's not happening. Those limousines are not going anywhere. Those dollars in the graveyard, in the pocket of the dead man, and all those things are not going anywhere. Naked you came into this world, and naked shall you go. That's it. That's the word of God. And so the scripture says, godliness with contentment is great gain. People don't look at this aspect of life. You know, people are so one-sided. They are so one-sided about life. They must pursue wealth and riches day and night, and then pursue riches and wealth day and night. And they have been deceived to think that wealth is what it's all about. No, that's not what it's all about. It's about the kingdom of God. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with satisfaction. Faction, great gain. Why is there fighting today? James chapter 4. James chapter 4, he said, that is wonderful. He said, there is so much fighting and killing and destruction of life and poverty today because people are scrambling for wealth and riches. They want to be the richest president. They are worth $3 billion. That's what they want. All they want to know, they want to be able to end the name, the richest president, the richest man on earth, Because if you look at the news, all what you will be seeing is the richest man, the richest woman, the richest this and the richest that. And all those things they are doing, they are all going to die and leave everything behind. Oh, yes, you can't do anything about it. All of them are going to die and leave everything behind. Oh, yes. Okay. Governance is godliness with contentment is great. That's what God has to say. Apostle Paul says, therefore, having food and raiment, let us be satisfied with what we have. Be satisfied with what you have. Be contented with what you have. Why do people feel they are not satisfied? They are not contented. You know, they don't throw their coat according to their size. They are over ambitious. You know, they are thinking about how to own the world and amount wealth and riches. And all those things will perish. All those things will perish. They are not going anywhere. Godliness with contentment is great gain. The covetousness we have in this world today is as a result of not being satisfied. Spirit of covetousness. People are covetous. They covet property. They wish someone else's thing belongs to them. They wish they can kill you and take what belongs to you. They wish you don't exist and what belongs to you. One person wants to own everything. And that is where all the wars and all the troubles and all the killings, all the shootings, all the bombing, and all these things that are going on. It is because people are not satisfied with what they have. They are covetous. They are thinking about how to take somebody else's own and add to their own. They are thinking of themselves alone. They are not trying to distribute the wealth and the riches. They are not trying to help the poor. They are not trying to help the needy. No, it must be me, me, me. It is only you. So it must be only you alone. You must be the only person who have everything. That is what it's all about. It's greed, it's selfishness, and greed. These are the demons, the spirits that are ruling this world today. And this is why there is so much trouble. There's so much divorce and separation. No peace in homes and families. Husbands are fighting their wives. Wives are fighting their husbands. Children are killing their parents. All kind of evil is upon the earth. And of course, you are not surprised. Jesus in Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24, Jesus made it clear. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. Iniquity has increased. Iniquity shall abound. Evil has increased on planet Earth. And so the love of many shall grow cold. Jesus made all these statements in Matthew chapter 24 when he was talking about the end time. The men shall be lovers of themselves, greedy, and the thinking of themselves is about selfishness and greed. It's about one person trying to take over everything, trying to take over someone else's item. It's about pushing you out of the way and taking what belongs to you. That is what it's all about. And the reason there is war and fighting and killing and bombing and mass destruction of human life and property all over the world, the whole world now is preparing for World War III. China, they say Taiwan belongs to them. Vladimir Putin of Moscow, he said that Ukraine belongs to him. Saddam Hussein of Baghdad, Iraq, it was God that saved us from that one. That one, he said that Kuwait suddenly belonged to him. This is Kuwait that has been a country of its own. Saddam Hussein stood up and said Kuwait now belongs to himself. And all these problems continue everywhere until himself died fighting a cause that he can never win. How about Adolf Hitler? Adolf Hitler woke up one morning. He said he must rule the whole world or he would destroy the whole earth. See? Did God create you to rule the whole world? No. What are you doing ruling the whole world? Who asked you to do that? And that was how the Second World War started and all the trouble that went with it. You know, he was already conquering nations to Europe until he could no longer, you know, everything frustrated. Because the devil cannot rule. How can Satan come and rule the people of God? No, God is not going to allow anything like that. No? I think that is not enough. Putin of Moscow, he has started all over again. He said Ukraine belongs to him. If they don't agree, he must kill all the people there. So if they are killing now, that's just his mission. The devil came to steal, to kill and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more. But people are not satisfied with what they have. They are not satisfied. It is lust for money, lust for wealth, you know, covetousness, selfishness, and greed. Look at China. From nowhere, China, they say Taiwan belongs to them. And now they are getting ready to go and fight again. And all these things that are going on, where does it come from? These are satanic agendas, devilish agendas. People are not satisfied with what you have. Why don't you be satisfied with what God has given you? God has given you your own country. Be satisfied with your country. Be satisfied with what you have. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is, you know, right now this is in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. And this is what it is. The rich man and Lazarus. The rich man was living, you know, voracious life. With all his women and wives and riches, party and eating and drinking and marrying. And then poor Lazarus was satisfied with his God in his own little quiet corner. Lazarus was satisfied. Contentment. It's not greedy. It's not trying to grab more and take over and kill and take. No, that's not what Lazarus was satisfied with a little he had. The godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? And so the Bible says that the rich man died and then Lazarus also died. Then the scripture says for Lazarus, the angels welcomed him into heaven. He was welcomed into the kingdom of God. He was welcomed into the presence of God, into the glory of God. Lazarus was welcomed to heaven, to the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man died and Satan held him and dragged him to hell because that's where he belonged. He loved Jesus Christ. He didn't repent. He didn't give his life to Christ. Mind you, he did not go to hell because he was rich. That's not what happened. He didn't go to hell because he was rich. There are rich people in the Bible who went to heaven. He didn't go to hell because he was rich. No. He rejected God, rejected Jesus Christ, rejected the word of God. He was not born again. He didn't repent of his sins. He didn't turn away from his evil way. All he wanted was just grab wealth and grab riches and party put women everywhere and party and party and party all through his life. That was all he did. And so he never repented, neither did he give his life to Christ, neither was he born again, neither was he with the Holy Spirit, neither did he serve God nor worship God, so he died. And after he died, the Bible says he went to hellfire. And while he was in hellfire, the Bible says that he lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, enjoying with God, with Jesus Christ over there in heaven. And so the rich man said, "Oh, Lazarus, my friend, please dip your hand in the water and let me have a drop of water to quench my thirst. Please, Lazarus, help me." Lazarus said, "There is no way I can get to you. From where I am to where you are is very far. It's just that you have seen me up here in heaven. And even if I have to drop a drop of water on your tongue, that's not going to do you any good." A drop of water. The rich man was asking for a drop of water. "Lazarus, just drop some water in my tongue." See, this is a whole bottle of water. The rich man was not asking, he was not able to ask for a whole bottle of water. He asked for a drop of water. What is that going to do for you? That's what happened in hellfire. And they are asking for a drop of water on their tongue, you know, and there's no drop of water because nobody is going to be able to do that. And then the rich man was burning in hell with the flames of hell because of his sin. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The soul that sinned died. There's only one way to Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Is the narrow way that leads to eternity. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many are following it. The broad way of bribery. The broad way of selfishness and greed. The broad way to hell. The broad way of stealing and killing. The broad way of smoking and drinking. The broad way of taking drugs and pee, putting drugs in your body. The broad way of sexual perversion, immorality, the broad way that leads to hell. And many are finding the broad way. But Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. The way of righteousness, the way of God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the way, the only way to the kingdom of God. When you follow the narrow way, you follow Jesus into the kingdom of God. When you follow the broad way, you are following Satan to hellfire, where the flames are burning 24/7 day and night for millions and millions and billions and trillions of years. You will be in hellfire. The Bible says the flames died not the worms. Will be eating you, and you will be crying and languishing because you refuse to repent. You refuse to turn from your wicked way. You refuse. How shall you escape if you neglect such a great salvation? How shall you escape hellfire if you neglect this great salvation that Jesus Christ provided for you on Golgotha Heath about 2,000 years ago when he died on Calvary Tree? He shed his blood for the remission of your sins, and by his stripes you were healed. Today you need to give your life to Jesus. You need to be born again. You need to be satisfied with Jesus. Jesus is the way. Jesus is your father. Jesus is your mother, your brother. Jesus is your doctor. Jesus is your healer, your redeemer, your savior. You need to open up your heart today and let him come in and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. You need to be satisfied with Jesus Christ. You need to be satisfied with God Almighty. Nothing else can satisfy you. King Solomon, the man who had all the wealth and the riches, the richest man on earth. In the days of King Solomon was the richest man on earth. And he had everything, gold and silver and wealth and riches, fame and honor and people and everything you can think of. Solomon himself said it in his picture. If we talk about women, I have 1,000 women. King Solomon had 1,600 wives, 400 concubines, or 700 wives, 300 concubines, 1,000 women to King Solomon. So he had everything you can think about. At the end of it all, King Solomon has it to say in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Is a vanity of vanity, it is all vanity. The man said, all these things are all rubbish. All these wealth and riches, they are all trash. They are nothing. Without him, without God, you are nowhere. I've tasted life, I've tasted everything on earth. There is nothing, it is all vanities and vanities. That's what King Solomon said. The man who tasted everything about life. He confessed with his mouth. It is all nothing. It is all nothing. There's nothing there. There is nothing there. There is nothing there. The whole purpose of man on earth is to serve God or love God. And to keep his commandment, his scripture say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. You shall love him with your heart, with your soul, with your spirit. You shall love him with everything about him. If you love any other thing, you have lost your salvation, you are going to hellfire. You need to love God and keep his commandment. Purpose of man on earth. The whole reason why you are on earth, the whole purpose why God created you is to serve him, to love him, to worship him, to adore him, to give your life to him, and to be satisfied with Jesus Christ. No other thing can satisfy you in this world more than Christ Jesus our Lord, the Savior and Redeemer of your soul. You need to hook up with him today and have eternal life. Be satisfied with Jesus. Covetousness. Nabal's vineyard. King Ahab coveted Nabal's vineyard in 1 Kings chapter 21 verse 2. 1 Kings chapter 21 verse 2. King Ahab coveted Naboth's vineyard. Another person item, he coveted it. Haman did the same thing. Covetousness had been in the Bible long time ago before he practiced it here on earth. Covetousness. To take somebody else's thing and turn it to your own. Naboth. So, a whole king is converting neighbor's buyer. He wants neighbor's buyer. He takes it from him by force. So the queen, the wife of Ahab, had to go and kill the killing of neighbor so that neighbor's buyer will belong to the king Ahab. And of course, that is what was done. And that was what took covetousness. You are not satisfied with what you have. A whole king, King Ahab, who had everything to himself, he's not satisfied with that. What he wants is the poor man's vineyard, labor's, the poor man's own. That is what has caused poverty in the whole world today, deprivation. Deprivation. They take your own and add to their own. That is the reason why they are richer than you. They take from you what belongs to you. Is taken from you by force or by trickery or by deceit. They take your own and add your own to their own. That is the reason why they are like that. They become richer and then the poor person become poorer. You know, Jimmy Cliff sang the song, Jimmy Cliff, they remade the world. So many people are suffering, so many people are sad. So little people got everything. Why so many people got nothing? Then it's a remake the world. You know, Jimmy Cliff. See, those songs, when I listen to them, I see a lot. There's so much in those songs. See, it's a God. We made the world. That's Jimmy Cliff, the Jamaican musician. He said, God, we made the world. So many people don't have anything. Then very few people have everything to themselves. Very few, they have everything to themselves. Then so many people, they don't have anything. Then Jimmy Cliff said, we made the world. Oh, yes. Let's remake the world. Hey, what type of world is this? Eh? A whole king Ahab. It is the poor man Naboth's vineyard that he wants to take. In order to take it, Queen Jezebel, the queen, the wife of Ahab, had to order the killing of that man so that they can take that vineyard from him and be the owner of the vineyard. Vineyard that does not belong to you. You must take it. There's so much evil on planet Earth. And this is what it was in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, the Bible says that God looks to the earth. When God looked to the earth, and the Bible says that God repented. God, he thanked God that he created human beings. He said, because evil in the hearts of people continually, evil. And God was angry. And then there was death, the flood, Noah's ark to be built. And the flood came up and destroyed the life and property. Everybody perished, except Noah and his family who repented and accepted God. They were the only people that survived. You know, God looked to the earth and he saw that the whole world was filled with evil, atrocity, oppression, immorality, selfishness, greed. People are not satisfied with what they have. They must kill people and take what they have and add to their own. That is what they must do. That is the evil that is on planet Earth right now. You must kill your neighbors and take what belongs to them and add it to your own. So you become a billionaire. And all because what they want to do now, they want to be called billionaire, trillionaire. That's what they want to be. They want to be. Because in the news just a few days ago, one of them is now worth $300 billion. Yes, that is the one who caused war everywhere, causing confusion. They say it's now worth over $300 billion. That is what it's now worth. Before now, it was $200 billion. It was worth $200 billion. Now, by 2 days ago, he's now worth over $300 billion. That's just all he wants. And that's the reason why he's killing all the people in Ukraine. Kill all the people and take over Ukraine and add it to your own. That's just all you want. And then China is there, getting ready to take over Taiwan, kill all the people in Taiwan, and take Taiwan and add it to their own. And then Northern Nigeria is there. Northern Nigeria, they must go to Southern Nigeria, kill all the people there, take the whole oil, and make it their own. Of course, they are already demonstrating it. The farmland no longer belongs to the Southern. The Northerner comes to Southern Nigeria, I tell you that this is your farm. It's no longer your own. And if you, he's carrying guns. He's carrying guns and bullets. And he's bold enough to tell the Southern Nigeria that this your land belongs to his cattle. His cattle are eating your vegetation and everything. And he's happy that you don't have farm. You can't farm again. He's ready to shoot you, take your farmland from you. Ready to kill you, take the oil from you, ready to kill you, take power from you. That is what is happening in Nigeria. And it is all over the world like that. Kill them. Take what belongs to them and add it to yourself. See? So that's how you want to get. Kill it. Take what belongs to them, add it to your own. And these are foolish things that are happening all over the world. God is very angry. I tell you the truth. The Almighty God is very, very upset. He's very, very angry. And judgment has started. You will see judgment with your eyes. Like this. The whole earth is going to be punished. God himself is going to strike. And when God will strike, the whole earth will suffer. It. Everybody will suffer. It. Those who think that they are kings, they are presidents, they are this and that, all of them will perish, everybody, because evil, you are all designing evil every day. Billions of billions of dollars must be spent for war and fighting and killing and making of bombs and jet bombers and drones, submarines, and modern war equipment to kill people. In order for you to become a trillionaire, that's what you want to do. And this evil, God will stop you in your tracks. God is coming. God is very, very upset. The Almighty God is very, very angry. And when God will strike, everybody will be punished because you allow evil under the sun. And all of you kept quiet and you are allowing all this evil to continue. Planet Earth. The Almighty God is very, very upset with what is going on. And judgment is on the way. Watch out. This is what it was in the days of Noah. Oh yes, Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah, when they were doing all these evil things and God was angry, God destroyed the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah. Everybody destroyed because they refuse to come. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Today is the day of salvation. You need to turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. Be satisfied, be contented. Contentment with godliness is great gain. And when you do evil because of wealth and riches, the evil we pursue, the evil that people do, lives after them. The world is enough for the wise. I'm getting ready to pray. Whenever you are in any part of the world listening to this message, I tell you, God has spoken. And the truth must be said, and nothing but the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by him. Oh, yes, the truth is bitter, but it was said, and that's it. God spoke, and we are not rebaptized. Now, those who have not turned away from their wicked ways, opportunity is given to you today to turn from your wicked ways You must turn from your wicked ways. He that confesseth and forsaketh his sins shall prosper. But he who will hide away his sins shall never have mercy. God is calling you today to come from your wicked ways and give your life to Jesus and be born again, be saved, be saved with Jesus Christ in your life. Christ in you is the hope of glory. I want to pray with you right now. We can make a decision to follow Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Love, the Everlasting Father. Open up your heart. He knocks at the door of your heart. If you will open up for him, he will come in and stop here. Oh, yes. I want you to bow your head wherever you are and pray that the Lord Jesus will forgive you your sins and have mercy upon you so that you can have eternal life. Yes, Jesus is calling you today to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is very willing, very ready to receive you unto himself. Yes, give your heart to him. Give your life to him that you might have eternal life and be satisfied with Jesus Christ, because godliness and faith is true thing. I pray for everyone who has heard this word today that you will be a doer of this word and not just a hearer only. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you not follow the broad way that leads to destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Oh, yes. There is a way that seemeth right unto you, but the end is destruction. Why not follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life? The way of holiness, the way of righteousness, the way of Jesus Christ, the way of peace and joy and love of God. Follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. And come out from the broad way that leads to destruction. Jesus loves you, and we all love you. We say, God bless you. May you live for Jesus. May you follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Yes. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it to them, text it to them, tweet it out, share it, and let them know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. Jesus is the way and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Thank you so much for listening and joining this broadcast. Jesus loves you, Felicia, and I will love you too. I will say, God bless you for your cooperation. I'm going to have this section again next time. Thank you all. God bless you abundantly. May you be a doer of this word and not just a hearer alone. In the name of Jesus Christ. God is showing someone the spirit of untimely death is pursuing you. The spirit of untimely death is pursuing you. Yes. That person is on this broadcast right now. You are watching. You are on this broadcast. Yes, Jesus has come to give you life and life more abundantly. Receive Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life. Yes, Jesus has come to give you life and life more abundantly. You shall live to declare the works of God. Untimely death is not your portion. In the name of Jesus, receive life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Arabasaya. There's no enchantment against Jacob. And there's no divination against Israel. Yes. Receive the touch of God. Be set free. Be set loose by the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive the touch of God in your spirit, soul, and body. Be blessed and be prospered. Be made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God loves you and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should go. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you. And that's the way it should be. God loves you and I love you.